The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Hump day.
Jess, when you were out last week, Chidi could not say hump day for the life of her.
It's like all awkward
it
and weird.
It was weird. We'll have her try it again on Friday just for fun.
Yes.
Things, I think. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Hey guys, it's your buddy Ivan from New York, and I was listening to a podcast where Selena's goal was to do a split at the end of the year. What if you guys make it interesting? What if you guys make it a competition between Chidi, Jess, and Selena, and whoever could go the lowest or is able to do the split? There's a winner.
Yeah, I don't.
That's my fault. When I loaded that talk back, something else was in queue there. The music. That's Ivan from Newark. He was saying,
"Hey, Lonnie in the back."
I know. Yeah. Hey, love that song.
He was wondering. Thank you to whoever leaves that punched in our studio. Please appreciate that. He's wondering about you trying the splits, you know, completing the splits. That was your goal for the year. Obviously, I don't think, and we talked about this, you're not going to complete that. He's just suggesting a competition between you, Jess, and Chidi. First person that gets the closest to doing the splits, the other two have to chug. Thoughts?
You know what's funny about this is I think Ivan from Newark just wants to see Chidi do the splits because, you know, he shot his shot at her before.
He did.
He did.
But he's trying to be, like, sleek about it. He's trying to be like, what if we set up this competition, you know, where you guys all do the splits? It's like, no, we all know you just want to see Chidi do the
splits. Wow. I mean, I think if you just ask nicely, she might.
Right. Like,
not do it anyways. Let me finish my sentence.
Okay, but take that out of it. Back to the competition, the suggestion.
Why don't we just do it without having a chug? Like,
that's a good point. Also, I don't think I can. I don't think I've ever tried doing it.
I don't think Selena can do the splits either. That's the point.
I mean, up to you guys. I'm ready, I guess. Not today because I have jeans on, but
Grandma, will you be in the competition?
No, of course not. There's not a chance in the world I could come anywhere near doing the splits without suffering a devastating injury. You have a better chance than I do.
Well, you think you'd split your second half?
Yep. Why don't you just once and for all just admit that this is a dumb goal, it'll never happen, and just end it?
I know, because I really want it to happen at some point. But
I
like,
get it.
But I've seen people who have like made this a goal, and there are certain stretches and things that they have to do every single day consistently to reach that goal. So it's not like a thing that's going to happen overnight or even in a week.
But
you know
you've
what I mean?
Had so, this goal
right,
for
you,
years.
You had the last several years.
Did you guys do your New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I did. Yeah? Have you seen me? I've been like in the best shape of my life right now. Are you kidding?
Right, I'm glowing.
No, Jess.
Okay, but at the end of the day, look, a lot of people set a lot of goals and things like that. And, you know, I guess you could say that doing the splits is improving your overall health. I don't know, by some metric, maybe, you know, flexibility is helping somewhere.
It's not even a health thing. It's just that sense of accomplishment. But like then, there's something I wanted to do and I got it done, but I just haven't done it yet.
But I guess that goes back to my original question. Why? Like, what for?
I don't know, I get when people are like,
I want to run a marathon or something. You know, like they want to achieve something and, you know, get in shape and get healthy at the same time. Doing the splits is good.
But, like, why do I need a reason if it's something that I just want to accomplish at some point?
But why?
Just for fun.
For funsies.
Why is that fun?
Because it is. What if everybody questioned your hobbies? Like, but why do you like to golf? But why do you like to drink?
Those things are actually fun. Do you find doing the splits fun?
But
why do
it's
I like to drink?
That, it's something that
it's
I
fun.
Want to accomplish. Yeah. Why do but I have some, to answer to anyone about that?
Right.
Something, you don't, but we're just curious as a
there's no
part
reason
of the discussion.
Behind it.
Why?
There's no reason behind it. Just because.
She's so defensive about doing the splits. Why are you
answer.
So defensive about this?
Sometimes
I'm asking the question that a lot of us are wondering.
And I answered it just because.
Oh.
It is a cool thing to brag about, not going to lie. Cause not
it
a,
is?
Well, not a lot of people can do them. Nobody in this room can do them.
But
I've never been able to do them.
He got a nut.
I just like, you know what I mean? Why?
Why does the world spin?
I'm sure there's scientific reasons. That was probably a bad example.
We don't have time to get into that. I'm just curious.
Grandma just is what it is, and sometimes you have to accept that as an answer.
Okay, but will you also accept that it will never happen?
I'm open to that as a possibility.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate
but
that.
But it's still going to be one of my New Year's resolutions for 2026.
No, you can't. You already burned that up
yes,
the last
I can.
3 years in a row.
It's my life.
I'm
my life.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, the next generation Clipper card is here. Have you guys... yet downloaded this?
No.
So today, today's the start of an 8 to 12 week process to move everyone over to the next generation Clipper card, which will be on your phone. You're going to start using this from Uni, BART, the ferry, VTA, AC Transit, basically everything where you can reload your card, you can have a family account and do a bunch of other cool things.
Are the physical ones still going to work?
I believe... I don't have the answer to that. Stop asking questions I wasn't prepared for.
What if you don't have a phone? That's your BART days are over. That's it. Yeah. Can't buy BART anymore. All right, the next quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts might be a grandpa. With a season-ending injury to their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, the Colts have gotten so desperate that they just signed and brought out a retirement former NFL quarterback, Philip Rivers. He hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL in 5 years. He's currently 44 years old, and he is, in fact, a grandpa. He famously has 10 kids. One of them recently had a kid of their own. He won't be the first grandpa quarterback in the NFL, though. Brett Favre already holds that title.
Nice. The temperatures remain in the upper 50s to low 60s today. Enjoy the rest of this dry week, you guys, because once Monday gets here, it seems like some rain is going to come with it. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You should put off any important chats or messages involving family or close friends because the chances of miscommunication are high today. There's been some drama lately, and it's not worth somebody taking something the wrong way and then World War III breaking out.
Mm-mm-mm.
So just leave them on red or... don't respond, whatever it takes.
But then World War III is still going to break out.
That's
you do that,
right.
Do those things.
I don't know if that's not a miscommunication, though.
Yeah, it's just disrespect.
that's true.
Our Cooler Not List is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Coming up at 6:45, do we have some winning, Jess?
Yep, we have more tickets for Jackson Wang.
Nice. But right now, it's our Cool or Not List. We do this every Wednesday morning at this time. May I go first?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Cool or not, using AI on your family Christmas card.
Not cool.
In what way? Like you're giving yourself an entirely new family?
No, maybe you just want to add things to the background or, I don't know, just kind of make it a little bit more festive or just, I don't know, do anything. I'm sure, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
But not
changing like your family.
Okay.
Just like adding things.
Seems like that falls under the realm of what happens on a lot of photo editing, right? There's a lot of photo editing that goes into Christmas cards. There's some touch up and some Photoshop
some
and
fake
stuff
snow
right there.
Or something.
Yeah.
Snow falling
that
from.
That is okay, but I think if you are like generating an AI Christmas photo, then not cool.
Okay, but what about adding things to an existing photo?
Adding things I think is fine if you're adding them to the background.
Okay, because I tried to add some curtains to my living room.
What do you mean?
What?
So you have your Christmas card photo, and then in the background you're like, oh man, those windows look stupid.
Yeah,
get some curtains
because
on
it
them.
It's like a blind situation. I was like, I don't know, it just doesn't look fancy enough or festive enough. I was like, you know what we need some curtains. But I couldn't get. I ended up not using the pictures that it came out with because it took the quality down so much, and then I had to like put it into another program to get the quality back up. And by then, it like completely changed our faces, and I was like, it's just not even worth it. So
you can't drop that into any AI site and just say, hey, add some curtains in the background without it reducing the image quality for the rest of it.
I thought you could, but
I thought you could too.
But it didn't. It looked like ish.
It probably would have been easier to just put some curtains up.
Yeah, why don't you just hang some actual curtains on your windows?
Yeah, because then I'd have to go buy them and actually go through the process of putting them up and stuff. Anyways, I'm gonna send Jess one of the pictures up on our story. We ended up not using this one.
Oh, okay.
And after we didn't use any of the AI ones, but I did show this one to my husband, and he was like, "It doesn't look bad." But this is after like multiple. Like enhancements in my husband's face looks way too airbrushed at this point. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
How did it do? I mean, not looking at your family, because if that part, you know, changed or the quality got worse there, just from a strict background perspective, did the curtains look good? Like, did they look real?
I
feel like they looked good.
This is going up in just a few seconds.
Yeah, so you can check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. It was also kind of hard, though, because I had multiple pictures. Like, I have one of just me and my husband, one of the entire family, one of just the kids that I wanted to put curtains up on. And they couldn't get it wouldn't get the curtains, like, exactly the same on every single picture.
Oh, and then people would be like, wait a second. What's happening back here?
But part of me thought it'd be kind of funny if, like, on our card, we had, like, different curtains in every picture.
Like, wait!
Does she use a different set of curtains for every one of these pictures? That's dedication. Or AI.
Yeah.
Honestly, they look really good. So for this one, I'm going to say cool. Yeah, which, by the way, it is posted now, Jamie Morning Show. Go check it out.
Let me go see this.
Vote if the curtains look real or not. But I think if you had just full on put in some pictures of your family, like individual pictures of your family into ChatGPT or whatever, and then had them generate a full on Christmas photo for you, then I would have said not cool.
Got it. Graham, you're looking at the picture.
I mean, the curtains, they look real. Nobody would ever question that.
See? I'm here for this.
You really should put up some curtains. You mean to tell me you've got these big windows like this and there's no curtains on there?
It's got like some blinds or something. Oh. I've been meaning to put up curtains, but every time we're like, but we don't know if we're going to stay here another year. And so what's the point? And that's gone on for a few years.
My wife, everywhere we have ever moved, is like, you know what we need to do on this window? Put some curtains up. I've hung I hung some curtains last week.
You did, really?
Like, all I do is hang curtains. That's all I do now. I used to build stuff and, you know, help frame houses and stuff. And now I just hang curtains. That's all I do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For nine, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I was just talking about how I attempted to AI generate some curtains for my Christmas card. I don't think it looked that bad. JV Morning Show on Instagram, if you want to check out the picture. I ended up not doing it for my actual card because I couldn't get them to come out great. Lowered the quality. My kids didn't look like my kids by the end of it. It just looked weird. So I opted to not use those pictures, but you can see one of the examples there on our IG.
Good morning, JV Show. Okay, so I just saw the curtains. Honestly, because she pointed out that they were AI, I can tell that they look a little weird. But if Selena were to have just posted it, like, I would have been like, wow, those are some really nice curtains.
They do look really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody, I think you were overthinking it probably because, you know, you're the one manipulating the thing. But anybody on the outside wouldn't, that's not what you're looking at in the picture. You'd be looking at you.
You're looking at the faces.
Family.
Right.
What do you guys, those looked weird too.
These curtains ain't it though. They're not.
I would never buy those.
No, I don't. I mean, maybe
like some White House curtains.
Maybe
or
ballroom
something.
In the new East Wing or whatever. But at your house, it's a bit much.
Yeah. All right, couple of health warnings from the experts.
Mm-hmm. Can I begin? There is a guy claiming to be a doctor by the name of Dr. Pan. He has put out a warning. Can I get a warning, please?
Sure, sure, sure.
Please. I was going to say por favor. Okay, taking a shower right after you eat. Do not do this, you guys. What? This is bad. This is bad.
I do this every night.
Really? In the video, he claims that it's dangerous for anyone over 50 specifically.
Oh, I got a long ways to go.
Specifically. Oh, yeah,
26 and a half.
Yep.
He says the body has to choose between digesting food and regulating your blood flow. So when it has to do both, that can actually result in things like a heart attack. It can be triggered because of the hot water, the dilated blood vessels, and increased activity from the digestion. So, warning again, do not take a shower right after you eat.
You guys believe this?
I kind of do. Only because growing up in a Mexican household, this is something
people
that
people are just dropping dead left
they
around.
They tell
showers.
You not to shower?
No.
Oh, I mean, after you eat?
This is kind of something that I would hear where my mom, she never told me. She never gave me a reason. She would just kind of be like, oh, like, wait a little bit after you, if you're going to shower, wait a little bit after you eat. Like, don't shower right away. But I never questioned it.
I never heard this. They say this about swimming.
Yeah.
Ah, maybe it's the same thing.
Is that even really a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I still did it. Nothing happened.
I know. Right. You're going to get a cramp and drown.
Yeah.
If you ever got a cramp, you just
who cares? It's raging waters. It's not our pool.
Right. Somebody else will fish it out with a net.
See, but it was just one of those things that I thought, oh, that's just a myth. Like, you know, grew up hearing about it. But it kind of does make sense, you guys. So, I don't know. You know, we're getting up there in age.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, not me.
You
I'm
are.
20
I know you guys are only 26 and a half. You've been 26 and a half for a while now. Uh-huh. You know, just saying. But something you might want to consider, especially for those that have underlying conditions. Apparently, you know, if you already have a little bit of issues or some stomach issues, you don't want to do this.
Good to know. I got one more health warning here from the experts. First, let me ask, do you guys make your bed every day or as soon as you get up?
Not when I get up, when I get
okay,
home.
Good. That's actually good. Yes. For years, experts have said, hey, make your bed every morning when you get up. That can help reduce anxiety, boost productivity, and just have, you know, more energy and, you know, sexy time. You walk in there, oh, you see a nice bed made, you know, it just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. Well, now, according to new research, how is this new? It just is, okay? They say that you should leave your bed unmade for a while after getting up, because when you make it, as soon as you wake up and get out of that bed, it's still all warm and humid in there because of you sweating during your sleep. And then you're creating a nice, toasty microclimate for all those millions of dust mites to just flourish in your bed.
What? How is this new?
It just is. But if you leave your bed unmade and your covers are all over the place, then it can, you know, allow some time for everything to dry. And
air
then those,
out.
Those dust mites, dust mites, they can't live there. They can't
live.
Oh,
so you'd be creating a less desirable microclimate.
Unfavorable conditions. Yes, microclimate for the dust mites.
This study comes out annually. Some expert puts this thing out every year. Are we buying this? Do you think there's actually any real different concentration, the amount of dust mites? Because that would be like almost supposing that when your bed's not made, that your covers are flung all the way off onto the ground, right? They're not. They're on there. Just the one spot that you got out of the bed is open. Wouldn't the spots where your legs were or under your pillow and all this stuff, aren't the dust mites having a party under there? Like,
yeah, but I feel like it's not as sweaty there.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you're just because your bed isn't, you know, made tidily, when you get up, do you guys fling your blankets all the way to the ground?
No, I
don't. You do?
Well, I kind of fling it all the way to the other side of the bed.
I don't even do that. I just gently get up. Like, you wouldn't even know I laid there.
Really?
The same, other than, like, the, you know, it's slightly disturbed there.
Yes,
it doesn't look all perfectly made. So I don't know. I feel like this is, like, one of those headlines with, like, aha, you know, here's something you got to worry about. And then all the, you know, the non-bed makers are like, woohoo, yes, we're doing it right. And then, you know, I'm not.
I still think there's millions of dust mites, though.
I think they're there regardless.
Yes, I would agree.
Everywhere,
with that.
Right now, too, probably.
Right. They're on your face, Jess.
On yours.
Yeah, they're in your eyelashes. All of ours. Crawling around her sty.
Yep.
Hey, the sty is gone. It's been gone for a while, you guys.
I don't know. I can still kind of see where it was.
Yeah, well, me too.
Get your eyes checked.
I can see it.
There's a hashtag never forget right there. There's a little spot.
I think you guys are having visions.
So no.
Let's post it on our story then.
No.
Okay.
Oh, good idea. Then be like, let's do a side by side of your eyes and be like, can you tell which side has the sty? Yes. And then people can vote.
No.
Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I cannot believe we're going to have to wait even longer now for the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni trial.
Ugh.
Because it's just been pushed back.
We're already over it.
I know. That's how I'm feeling. But the judge yesterday, in the Southern District of New York, he announced that they're going to have to push back the trial for just a couple months. It was supposed to happen March 9th of 2026. Now the new date, May 18th of 2026, because I guess this judge has a couple of criminal trials that have to come first. Those always come first before a civil trial.
Yeah.
And so he's got some more important things to do. And so Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, they're just put on hold for the time being. But they are going to have a hearing next month, January 22nd.
Why do all the cases
get
tried in the Southern District of New York? What's behind that? Is it just because there's so many companies and things and people that are New York-based?
I'm assuming so.
They get all the big trials and all the big cases.
That's got to be where it was filed, right?
Right, but...
Oh, I know that they did shoot it. It ends with us in New York.
Okay.
So maybe that's
why. It's like
why.
You always hear, like, oh, they've been indicted in Southern District of New York.
It's every
always
single
the Southern
time.
District of New York. They get all the good stuff.
I know. Anyway, so we're going to have to wait a little bit longer to find out how that thing ends. Lady Gaga had a concert in Australia Monday night. You'll never guess who was there.
Joe Biden.
No. Why is he always your first guess for everything?
I don't know, because it would be really odd if he was there. Because you said you'll never guess, and that was a guess.
Not Joe Biden.
Okay.
Johnson Wen.
I would never guess who that is.
Ask me who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Say, who's that, Selena?
Who's that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Graham. Remember at the Wicked for Good premiere, that crazy super fan that had like jumped out and not attacked, but kind of Ariana Grande while she was walking the carpet. That super fan was there at Gaga's show. Remember I told you that this guy, Johnson Wen, he has a history of like crashing stages and running up to whatever artist. He's done it to The Weeknd. He's done it to Katy Perry. And I guess he was planning to do it to Gaga on Monday night. There were some other fans that were there at the show and they said they spotted somebody who looked a lot like Johnson Wen, but like in disguise, like had a brown wig on, was wearing a fake mustache. And this person was in the VIP early entrance line. And then moments later, security spotted him and kicked him out of the show.
Ooh. Okay, two questions.
Yes.
First one, is that who we're giving away tickets to right now?
No, that's Jackson Wang.
Okay, that's what I said.
And this
and then
one is...
secondly, didn't that guy get sentenced to some jail time for the... Wicked thing?
He did, but not, so, I
but
mean,
he's out?
But not a lot. It was like barely anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it was barely anything.
So
and I guess he's back to
16 days or whatever. And now
he's back to his antics.
Back to being.
Or it tried to be back to his
antics. Back to being a Jackson Wang.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
he
no,
had a.
Johnson Wen.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Johnson Wen. He had a 9-day jail sentence.
Yeah, well, I remember it was like nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I can't believe people are actually spotting him though. If I saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't even know who he is.
Yeah. Same with Jackson Wang.
Put some respect.
No, I'm talking about Johnson.
Oh, Johnson Wen.
Yeah, that's
Johnson.
What I said.
Yeah. All right. What do you have in trending?
All right. Here's something fun to look forward to this holiday season: a surge in winter vomiting disease.
Oh, nice.
Outbreaks are being reported across the country as we're seeing a spike in this highly contagious virus. Winter vomiting disease is something we all, in fact, have heard of before. It's norovirus, and norovirus affects the gastrointestinal system. It causes vomiting and. And symptoms typically start 12 to 48 hours after exposure, and they can last, 1 to 3 days. It's not fun. It's no picnic if you get it. From August 1st through November 13th, 153 outbreaks of norovirus reported in 14 states. California was not one of them, but wastewater monitoring, that's how we monitor all the disease.
That
says here in the Bay Area, they have shown an elevated level of norovirus. So it is, in fact, here and spreading. Whether or not we've had like the big outbreaks like they saw in other states, there's definitely rising levels of it. So be ready, maybe coming to a school or household near you. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what makes norovirus tricky. It is super, super contagious. One of the most contagious things out there that we know of. It can live on surfaces for weeks. And it is resistant to alcohol-based hand sanitizers. So you think you're like taking all the steps and using some hand sanitizer, and norovirus is like, hold my beer, don't care about that. Experts are saying if you what you really need to do is wash your hands with soap and water. Try to wash it off, flush it away. So you need to be using soap and water. And then some kind of bleach-based cleaner on surfaces.
Whoa. Okay.
You've been warned. Winter vomiting disease.
I do not want that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And who, how they get the samples? Uh-huh. Who has that job?
Well,
people sign up for that?
Yeah. I mean, they're not down there like with like a little beaker, scooping it as it flows by in the sewer, Well, at least I hope not. I hadn't really thought about it. I thought it was more automated. But
I sure hope so.
I guess maybe it's not. Maybe somebody is the person that's
squeezing
them out,
squeezing out into little test tubes and sending it off to the lab.
That is probably how it happens. Never mind.
Ew.
Somebody does have that job, Selena. That sounds terrible.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
I wanted to give some more context on that Lady Gaga situation at her concert. So every single security guard had his picture at the door, and they were told not to let him in. But because of his stupid disguise, he got in anyways, but Little Monsters recognized him and they got him escorted out before the show even started.
Wow.
That's
so
crazy.
We were just talking about Jackson Wang, who is constantly crashing.
No,
Johnson Wang. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oopsies.
Just joking.
Yeah, it's
yeah, we're talking about Johnson Wen, who is a guy who like popped out at Ariana Grande while she was at the premiere of Wicked for Good, and he's crashed Katy Perry stage, The Weeknd, and a bunch of other artists. Tried to get Gaga
thing.
Monday night. But wow, I mean, I didn't know that like every security guard ever, they have like a do not let enter poster with his face on it.
Oh, my
God. They must have had some suspicion, he was going to wind up going to that show. This always makes me think, because you hear about, you know, in Major League Baseball or something, a fan does something, they're like, we're banning that fan for life. They can never come to a Major League Baseball game again. I'm like, yeah, right. All they can do is put on the silly disguise and walk right in. There's no photo of everybody that every security guard has of all the list of people that have been banned for life from an NFL stadium or from a Major League Baseball stadium or whatever. Obviously, there's facial recognition and AI technology now that will, you know, be able to thwart that in the future as we move forward, and probably can to some extent now. But like, throughout the last however many years, whenever they're like, we're banning this fan for life. Like, yeah, right. They could just walk. No person taking tickets can be like, I recognize you.
And maybe that'll be the case later on. But right now, this stupid disguise gesture showed me a picture. Like, it was so obvious.
It's a really bad mustache and just some sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the wig. You got the wig on. Yeah. So I think now, just because it's top of mind, maybe they got the picture of him.
Well, they had to have known. They had to
be like that.
Right. They had to have had some inkling that he was going to show up if every security guard's like been briefed on this one guy.
That's true. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and the Chug Mug is yours. Now, as always, when you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
When you're holding a... do you ever stop and think about how many other people have touched that thing? Instant disgust. Like, get away from me right now.
Yeah, and then you're like mad at that person.
Yeah.
It's a big number, too.
I don't know what you're thinking, Selena.
Yeah, it's a big...
you know what I'm thinking,
it's
Jess.
It's a big number. All
but
right.
This is a family show.
Oh, yeah, fine. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talkback mic button. That's all it takes to enter a guess. And you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug before 2025 expires, trust me. Because it's not like we won't have the same Chug Mug starting when 2026 starts. We will, because we haven't gotten a new design yet. All right, leave us your name and your city along with your guess. And remember, like Jess said, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to get this JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When you're holding a... do you ever stop and think about how many other people have touched that thing?
Yes.
And is there a number of people that if it went over that number, you'd just be totally grossed out?
There's always a number, I feel.
I feel like just any number. Even just knowing someone, one person before me. Just
like, how dare you?
Yeah. Why would you?
So you want a brand new one that's never been used.
What are you talking about, Graham?
Oh.
I do.
I do too.
All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
Morning, JV Show. This is Josh calling from Dublin. My guest on the bleeped out word is utensil. Have a good day.
Oh my God, I want to think about that.
Guess.
Does that thought ever cross your mind? It does sometimes for me at like a restaurant or somebody else's house or something. You're like, you know how many mouths have been on this fork?
Ew.
You know what's more gross? So over the weekend I was in Solvang. I went to a restaurant there. When they brought me my coffee, there was like still lipstick on the cup. I was like, did I already drink out of that? And I was like, wait, no, that's not mine.
That one always grossed me out. Like bartending for a long time, and you ladies with that lipstick that like does not come off. It is hard to, you'll run, and look, I was, you know, obviously it's not like we weren't washing the glasses, but you can run them through two cycles of that dishwasher and it doesn't. That lipstick doesn't come off. You have to like use some kind of a napkin or something, you know, and really then you're just smearing it around so you can't tell that it's in the shape of lips, you know, but that stuff like does not.
Right.
So like your glass had been washed, but maybe not to the right temperature.
But then it grossed me out. So I had to be that person. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be that person, but like there's lipstick on my glass.
Agreed. That one grossed me out. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea in Albany. And my bleep for the my guess for the bleeped out word is railing. Like when you're walking downstairs, you hold on to the railing. All right, I hope that's it. Have a good morning.
Railing. It was always
always greasy and everyone's touched it and they don't wash their hands.
No. Railing, handrail, some of the most popular guesses coming
That's
in this morning. When, at what age do you finally start to get icked out by that stuff? Because kids don't. Selena, you know, our kids grab everything and then 2 seconds later, they're putting their hands in their mouth, eating something. I'm just like, no, don't. Wash your hands. No. They have no sense of that, you know?
Yeah. I don't think to like your teen years, probably. But even then, some people don't. Some people, they never care.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, so.
Hi, Gabby Show. This is Ava from Antioch. And I think the pick that word is dollar. Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Dollar's a great guess.
Yes, there have been a lot of money, coin, and dollar guesses coming in this morning. Those are good. A lot
but
of people have touched that.
The right one. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When you're holding a... Do you ever stop and think about how many other people have touched that thing?
Ew. And touched it better, too.
Gross. Oh, God. What are you talking about, Graham? This is a family show. Thank you for God. That word is always something clean. Oh. Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Hey, JV, morning show. This is Barry from Union City. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
My guess for the bleeped out word is doorknob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Ew, doorknob's a really good guess.
Doorknob, far and away, probably the most popular guest that came in this morning. How do you guys handle that? You're leaving that bathroom at the gas station that you just pulled off the highway. How do you get out the door?
Paper towels.
Yep. Yeah.
If there are none, you're doing your elbow, or like your forearm, anything but your hands.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to kick the door down.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
Sometimes I use my tongue.
Oh, yeah, smart. Yeah. Not your hands.
Right. This is Andrea from Tucson, Arizona, and I think the bleeped out word is gas nozzle. Thank you. Love you, bye.
I think about that every time.
That was a popular guest this morning. Gas pump, gas nozzle, gas, all sorts of stuff. Also, I did just check, JV Show, number one in Tucson, Arizona.
Yay!
That's a market I had. You know what? We've forgotten about you, Tucson, and we shouldn't have because we're number one there. So I appreciate you guys for listening.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
I think that the bleeped out word is vegetable, like at the grocery store. This is Amira from Utah. Bye.
Amira, your guess.
JV Show, number one in Utah. That was a guess that a few people had this morning. Yeah, when you're shopping for vegetables.
Yeah, and you're like, this one's greasier than it should be.
And you pick it up. You're like, how many people picked this thing up and squeezed this one also? And then we're like, should I get it? Should I not? I'll put it back.
And then you're just one of those people that touched it and put it back for the next person.
Exactly.
They're like, how many people have touched this? But it was you they're disgusted by.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Beverly in San Jose. I think the bleeped out word this morning is menu, like a restaurant menu. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.
There it is. All right. So here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Listen up.
When you're holding a menu, do you ever stop and think about how many other people have touched that thing?
Yep.
Like,
we're
about
all
to
the
eat.
Time. The time that menu is always sticky.
Yeah.
There's a major problem. I almost want to rant about this, about restaurant cleanliness lately. I feel like there's just a lack of attention to detail in restaurants right now. Like, the wiping down on the tables is not happening enough. The table is always gross. And you'd think about that. I don't know. You just look, Selena, you've got kids. You watch other families with kids, and kids are touching their nose and then they're touching every part of the table, not just the top, the underside of the table, everything. So then when you, as a family, sit down later at a table, you just know that every square inch of that table, not just the top, and maybe they wiped down the top, the sides, everything has been touched by boogers. You know what I mean? And gross hands and germs. It's just like, I feel like the attention to detail and really giving the table a good clean down, I feel like it doesn't even happen half the time. Half the time, my table still has...
I feel like it's always been like that,
has
though.
Stains on it. No.
You have to just kind of assume the worst.
And then the menus. Like, there's a big drip right there on that plastic-covered menu. We couldn't have wiped that off, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm just grossed out lately.
That's why I was never, like, opposed. Like, there's something about sitting down at the restaurant and, like, picking out what you want from a menu. But I wasn't really mad at, like, the QR code and using your phone. Because you don't have to touch a menu.
During the height of COVID?
Yeah.
I mean, there's something
to be said. Still do that.
There's something to be said about when you get a fresh paper menu.
Yes.
I get not every place is doing that because they don't want to have to print out 400 of them every single day. But when you get a fresh menu, you can tell it's you know, not been handled by 40 people before you got there.
And it's everything on the table, too. The ketchup. I'm like,
yeah, it's so gross. They don't wipe those down.
No, nothing gets wiped down anymore. I don't know.
Those never did. The ketchup bottles and pepper shakers.
They've been sitting out there for decades just collecting germs. All right, let's give some shout-outs first to Beverly in San Jose. Beverly, that's fun to say. She had the very first correct answer this morning. And look, not a lot of correct answers this morning. So, Beverly, brand new JB Show Chuck Mug coming your way. Beverly was my grandma's name, by the way. R.I.P. Beverly. That was Grammy. Nana. We called her Grammy. Not Nana. Grammy. That was Beverly. I have a special place in my heart for that name. Our buddy Victor in Vallejo had the correct answer this morning as well, but not as fast as Beverly. Anybody else, Jess, that I missed?
There? Just that's Beverly.
Beverly.
Well, thank you, everyone, for playing. We will do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Molly.
Hi, Molly. How's it going?
Good.
Nice.
So we're going to try to get you these tickets to the Exploratorium. This is our Yup Nope game. All you have to do, Molly, is answer 3 out of 4 random trivia questions correct. And I know you got this. I have this good feeling about you today. You got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go with question number 1. According to Toucan Sam, he's the mascot for Fruit Loop cereal. If you want to find some Fruit Loops, you just have to follow your what?
Follow your senses?
Nope.
Follow your nose. You know, follow, it's got that big old nose.
Follow your mouth.
Well, that's a beak. Do birds have noses?
No.
They're beaks.
They close have enough. A nose on their beak. And they have two.
They do not have an additional nose on top of their beak.
They have a beak nose?
They have a beak nose, yeah.
That's interesting.
But they have nose holes.
They do have those. Nostrils. We're getting sidetracked. All right. Question number 2. How many strings are there on a typical guitar?
Ooh, 12.
Nope.
Divide that by 2 and you'd come up with 6.
I love 6 the confidence.
So, yeah, 12. That would be a complicated guitar to play. A lot of strings on there. 6 is the answer we were looking for there.
Here we go with question number 3. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they're the duo that created what long-running animated TV show?
Oh, these are hard. Do you know, Jeff? No? I don't know.
How many long-running, can you name any long-running animated TV shows?
There's so many.
Very long.
Spider-Man? I don't know.
South Park. Yes.
That was a hard one.
South Park. Yeah, that was a tricky one, although Trey Parker and Matt Stone grab a lot of headlines for things that they do and things they write about in that show. Yep. All right, question number 4. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It's not going well so far. And if you don't get this one, I'm going to shout holy horrible trivia and embarrass you in front of the entire Bay Area. You got this
one. Come on,
lock in. Question number 4. What U.S. state is proud to call itself the Beaver State?
North Carolina.
Nope.
No. Holy horrible trivia.
Molly. Graham, what was the correct answer to that question?
Oregon. Oregon's the Beaver State.
Doesn't it make sense now when you think about it? You're like, I do feel like there's a lot of beavers there.
And Oregon State's football mascot is the Beavers.
Oh.
So that also.
Gotcha.
Oh, no.
Dang it, Molly. I had high hopes.
Ooh, son of a 12-string guitar. Oh, no.
Look, thanks for being on. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Graham, before we get to your DM shout-outs, got to talk back.
Hi, JV Show. Today is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, my mom, because he's so cute. Her name is Rosa Nana.
Happy birthday. We love you.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, 41. Let's go. Keep it young. We love you. Bye, Mom.
Happy birthday. 41. Keep it young. I couldn't tell what her name was. Rosalina?
It was hard to tell. I think.
Rosalina, happy 41st birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Did you get permission to have your age altered?
No, that was it.
41 is still young. So
cute.
Yeah.
They had the whole family on there and then one major misstep. He said how old she was. Kidding. Happy birthday. All right, got some DMs here. Hey, Graham, repeat dad in your DMs. Must be a satisfied customer. Can you please give a birthday shout out to my baby boy, Caleb, as he turns 6 today? We're so proud of the amazing, funny, witty, kind boy you're growing into. You make every day brighter, and we love watching you learn, play, and explore the world. We love you so much, little buddy. Love, Daddy Caesar, Mommy Christina.
I'm a mommy.
And big sister Chloe. Yes, happy, happy Woo! 6th birthday, Caleb.
Who gives a
Hope
fart?
You have a great day. Another one here. Hi, Graham. I was hoping to get a birthday shout out to my husband, Francesco. It's like Francisco, but with an E.
Okay.
Francesco. That's fun to say. Who's on his way to drop off our kids at school listening to the show like they do every morning? He's an amazing father and husband with a huge heart and who always puts others, especially his family, above anything else. We are so blessed to have him in our lives and love him so much. Happy birthday, Poppy. That's from Paola, Siena, and Salvatore. Yes, happy, happy Woo-hoo! Birthday, happy Francesco. Birthday!
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, can you say happy 10th birthday to Alice? Today is extra special because it's your one and only golden birthday. You are such a smart, talented, and beautiful person. Watching you grow has been a true joy, and we are so proud of the wonderful person you are becoming. Have a wonderful day. Love, Mom, Dad, Emery, Sugar, and Chester, the molester. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Alice. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Shout out to Chester.
Yep.
Chester.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animal do you think Chester is? I'm assuming Chester's
a little pet. Cat.
No, a little dog.
I'm getting turtle vibes.
Turtle?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let's move on.
Yeah, please.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We have a lot to cover about 50 Cent. So as you know, he executive produced the new Netflix docuseries about Diddy. Remember when I told you shortly after its release, 50 was hosting a club night in Miami and some flowers were sent to him allegedly from Diddy?
Yep.
I have a quick update to that. Multiple people pointed out that those flowers were a funeral arrangement.
Oh.
So if you want to go see this arrangement, if you haven't yet, you can check it out on our story, JB Morning Show, there on Instagram. Also, Diddy's team is denying that those flowers were from him. Maybe somebody playing a joke, if anything. But I don't know. I mean, like, why would he admit to sending 50 Cent funeral flowers? You know what I mean? Like, right. So it sounds like something he would lie about.
I mean, these flowers are giving funeral vibes.
They are a little bit now that I look at it from that angle. Okay, now, could 50 Cent be the next celebrity to have all of his skeletons come out? So I couldn't believe this, but there are actually a lot of people who are taking the side of 50. Why are you kicking Diddy when he's already down? He's already locked up. Like, what are we doing here? Marlon Wayans, he did an interview and was like, anybody who produces a documentary, they're controlling whatever narrative they want to push. They can make viewers believe whatever they want. They have that power because they can interview somebody on camera who's going to say things that align with their feelings, with their views, whether they're true or not, just to control that particular narrative. Marlon then goes on Instagram and he posts a picture of 50 and Diddy together in a hot tub. Like, see, you guys were friends at one point. He made it clear he wasn't defending Diddy. He just thinks that 50 is lying about certain things or that he's just pushing an agenda. So 50 and Marlon Wayans are beefing.
Oh, God.
There's another celebrity who's coming for 50 Cent, Ja Rule. He posted all these pictures of 50 Cent and Diddy together looking like best friends, like hanging out, partying, and even posted articles where 50 himself was facing abuse allegations from exes. Mm. And posted a screenshot of a message where someone even reached out to him offering to help fund a documentary if he wanted to move forward with putting one together about 50 and his past.
Okay, this is getting messy.
It's very messy.
But
one, you have to know that 50 Cent's background is not squeaky clean, right?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, there's some stuff I'm sure that he's done that, you know, looking through it, especially through the 2025/2026 lens, probably didn't age that well.
Yeah.
And he did spend a lot of time with Diddy. They were probably...
Yeah, mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, hey, don't throw stones if you yourself live in a house, you know, made of glass.
That's a good point.
But aren't we kind of glad that he is one of the people that is speaking out because he has such a platform, and also because he has all the behind the scenes footage that we would not have gotten had he not been beefing with
But there's a lot of people that are like, don't act like Ja Rule. He's like, don't act like you're hip hop's moral savior. Like, look at your look at your history.
And what if, you know, 50 Cent, has a few things, but they just pale in comparison to this mountain of awfulness that Diddy has done. By comparison, it'd be like, well, yeah, don't throw stones, but like, also his stuff was nowhere near on the level. I'm just assuming. I don't know. I've never hung out with either of these guys.
Yeah, and you never watched.
But nowhere near what Diddy has done. I mean, Diddy's a monster.
It probably is that. But what about him possibly putting false information in his docuseries? Because like Marlon said, he can make people think whatever they want. He's the producer.
Now, I've said that for years about documentaries, because I'm using quotes, you know, air quotes there, because everybody assumes a documentary is this unbiased piece and they're just giving you all the facts of whatever it is. No, documentaries can be the most one-sided, completely biased works that are out there. And when it is something that's developed by 50 Cent, obviously, I mean, that was my first thought. Like, this is going to be a total hit job out on Diddy. Not that I felt bad, because what came out in court, that was a lot of factual evidence and testimony about how awful he is. So we knew that, like, there is truth behind all this. But when you have been publicly outspoken about how much you dislike somebody and want to take them down, and then your produced documentary about them comes out, you have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, right? That it's going to be completely biased. But again, we don't really feel bad for Diddy that this one's biased. But you have to keep that in mind with other documentaries. Right. I'm using air quotes there.
But the reason why I feel like this one is a little bit different is because we're hearing from the victims themselves. If it was 50 on there just talking about things, I'd be like, okay, we know that you have, like, there's a gripe right there. But when you have all the victims telling their stories, like, I'm sorry, I just tend to believe them.
No,
I'm not saying that you don't.
Again, I'm saying the exact same thing. Like, believe those people. Diddy's a monster. Diddy's awful. Did 50 Cent in that, I haven't watched any of it, did he include, you know, one-on-one interviews with people that say glowing things about Diddy? Mm. Oh my God, he did such great things.
No, he
donated
did not.
To this. He saved this. He did this. He helped me here. He did that. Like, you know what I mean?
Got it.
You
both
always gotta,
sides.
You always got to think about that when I think when you're watching any documentary. Now, again, I'm totally fine with 50 Cent doing this to Diddy because the dude is awful.
Yep.
So I don't care if this thing was biased at all.
Grammy, I know you have something in trending.
All right, the Waymo stories just keep on coming. First, a cat. Then a dog, then a baby. Luckily for Waymo, one of their cars didn't run over a baby like they did the cat and the dog here in the city. Oh. In this incident, a baby was born in one, you guys.
Oh,
this happened recently. A pregnant woman here in San Francisco, apparently going into labor, trying to get to UCSF hospital. A baby was not waiting around. That baby's like, hold my beer. I'm coming out right here in the car. Waymo's remote rider support team says they detected unusual activity in the car and initiated a call to check on the rider and then called 911. The mother and the new baby arrived in that Waymo, and then the Waymo continued on and took him to the hospital. So it all worked out. Mom and baby doing just fine. The company said, quote, we're proud to be a trusted ride for moments big and small, serving riders from just seconds old to many years young.
Whoa. Well, at least the baby's okay, because you got me scared a little bit while you started this story.
They said that Waymo car was immediately removed from service for cleaning, obviously. So, like, you can rest assured that you weren't the next person that got in it and sat right on what?
On the umbilical cord.
I'd like to report that I left something in a car. Was it a wallet, a cell phone? No, it's an umbilical cord.
Look, I think it's right there between the seats. If I'm trying to get somewhere in a hurry, I'm not calling a Waymo. Those things drive the speed limit.
Okay, thank you. That is exactly what I thought about this. Like, wow, what a remarkable story. And wow, so cool that a baby was born inside a Waymo. Look, I question this mom's decision-making. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Like, but what she was probably thinking is, I don't want there to be a live person, a stranger, some random man witnessing me give birth either.
But there's also cameras. So the Waymo was recording the whole thing. That's also kind of creepy.
I guess maybe she's thinking, I don't want to get kicked out of...
Oh, yeah.
Out of an Uber as my placenta spills onto the floor of the car. Maybe she's thinking that, but that's why she's going autonomous. But my first thought is what you said, Selena. This thing's going to drive the speed limit.
So slow.
And likely not drop you off at the exact spot you want to go. It'll drop you off across the street or something. And she's going to have umbilical cord and baby in her arms. Like, I need to be dropped off out front and pronto. Is it because it took so long to get there? Is that why she ended up giving birth in there?
Probably.
I don't know. I have questions, but also that I'm with you. Waymo's not my first call in medical emergency.
Oh my gosh. So you're saying then that she did place the call knowing that she was going to give birth. She didn't just happen to be in the Waymo already.
No, she knew she was going into labor and needed to get to the hospital. Let me call Waymo. Yeah, I feel like you're
right. What a story, though. Like, for the child, when he grows up.
Yeah, they actually named the baby Waymo.
No, they did not.
No, they didn't. But
okay,
they should.
Okay, thank God. Little Waymo.
Cute name for a boy or a girl.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Grammy.
All right, despite protests from angry neighbors and even fines from the city council, a North Texas couple says they will not quit going all out when decorating their house for the holiday season. This couple, now look, they live in a very fancy neighborhood. It says their house is worth $6 million. So they clearly have a budget for holiday decor and lights and stuff. And last year, their house went viral. I guess Snoop Dogg even reposted it. And they got millions of views on TikTok because every square inch of their property, again, which is big, the house is big and the front yard is massive. And, you know, it's all this stuff. They had so many lights and it was just one of those incredible displays. Well, the neighbors around there, they didn't like it because they said, and it wasn't just the neighbors, it was people even blocks, half mile away, saying they had to close their blinds at night because the lights shining in were so bright from the front of this house. This thing was just decked out in that many lights. And the city council even fined them because they had to enforce some, they had to put officers out there for traffic control because so many cars, once this house went viral, so many people were coming to see it and driving through the neighborhood, and it ended up costing the city some money. So the city council there even fined this couple for restitution for some of those costs. Well, this year they said that's not going to stop them. What happened last year, they're going all out and they are calling out their neighbors, calling them the Grinches because the Grinches want to ruin their holiday fun. So this year the entire place is covered in Grinches, inflatable Grinches, every square inch. They've got Grinches. They went 100% Grinch themed this year. I wanted to ask you, let's just say, because you know, every city in the Bay Area has a few of these houses that just goes all out, that goes crazy, tons of lights. And then, you know, there is a lot of, and me and my kids will go out there and drive and go look at, you know, that house or whatever. And there is a lot of cars driving through the neighborhood slowly to go look at it. Some of them have that thing where it's like, turn your radio to this station so you can hear the music that's synced up with the lights. And, you know,
the people go
all out for this kind of stuff. Would you guys be annoyed if this was your next door neighbor?
I don't think it would bother me. And I say that now. I mean, maybe if there was like 500 people outside.
You got to wait in a 15-minute line of cars to get in your driveway.
No, I'm annoyed. That would bother me.
Yeah, but it's the Christmas spirit. Don't you like seeing people go all out?
Yeah, but then, yeah, that would make me really happy.
Are you going to complain?
I don't think I would go as far as complaining.
I wouldn't.
There's a couple of people that have puked on your lawn.
Ew.
They had a little too much eggnog before coming to see the lights.
I still don't think I would complain.
Who
do you complain to if someone pukes on your lawn?
The city council or the
local authorities. And what are they going to do about it?
They're going to fine them.
Just like they did in this case. This is what happened.
I don't think I'm complaining just because I don't want to start a feud with my neighbors. I would like the Christmas spirit, but to an extent. If you really are going all out and I have to spend 15 minutes in traffic to get to my own house, I'm annoyed.
But if that wasn't the case, and we're just talking just about the decor and the lights, that wouldn't bother me.
Even though it's super bright.
The more lights, the better.
There's Christmas music blaring till 10 p.m. every night out there.
Okay, the music would bother me because I have to go to bed at a certain time.
Nope, that's part of the display.
The blaring lights, I think that would just make me really happy.
I like the lights. I could do without the music because then they'll ruin it for me. But I still wouldn't complain.
Yeah, it's like I love going to see these houses, but you never really think about, what it's like living next door to it. Also, when you live next door to one of these houses, you look like you just half-assed it. Even if you put up a decent amount of lights or decorations, people look at you like, look at this sad house out there. They've got one Santa inflatable. And then this house over here has the entire, you know, North Pole recreated.
I love those neighborhoods, though, that go all out.
Do you guys have a specific house that you go look at or drive by every year?
I don't. I have yet to find a place I should be going to.
We used to go every year to, there was a house in Novato. I got the Devonshire house. I don't know if they're still continuing their tradition because I know the I think it was the father or grandfather that put it on. I think he passed away. But they were on, remember that ABC show? It's probably still a thing, the Great Christmas Light Fight or whatever.
Yes.
And they were one of the ones that I think won it one year.
Whoa, and that is cool.
I've talked about this before because they not only deck out the outside of the house, but the inside is decked out and they let you walk through their house.
You told us about that before.
And they're just sitting there in the kitchen like trying to like eat their stovetop, you know, or whatever, eat their dinner. And you're just walking through their house looking at all the different rooms.
You went inside?
I've been in there multiple times. We'd go every single year.
Could you ever do that? Just let people walk through your house?
No.
Me either.
Because it was like open for a big number of hours. And there was a big line of people waiting to get in. And they would do it night in and night out. Bless
for
their
free?
Hearts.
Wow.
Yeah, for free. You could just walk in. And I'm sure maybe they wanted donations to help cover their PG&E bill, which must have been massive because like they had that many lights. But the rooms were decked out with like, you know, it'd be like a whole city built with little miniature houses and a train going around the North Pole. And like, I mean, just to insane levels.
Insane.
And then you go to the next room, same thing. And the next room was all Christmas dolls. The next room was, I wonder if they're still doing that. If you know, leave us a talk back. The Devonshire House in Novato. Devonshire. That place was always worth a visit.
Interesting. Yeah, we don't do a lot of like neighborhood drive-thrus. I mean, I would if I knew where to go. I just don't. But we always go to like Christmas in the Park every year, San Jose, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Particular house that you drive by near the Crab Bucket in Salinas?
No particular house, no. But I am the type of person that will slow down to see the nicely decorated houses if I do stumble upon one. And at any neighborhood, really.
Yeah.
So then I'm just like the creep looking out my window, driving really slow.
Jess doesn't even have kids, so it's just her, like, creepy woman in her 30s.
Cops are like,
slowing
are you
down.
Supposed to be 100 yards from here? Kids that live here. Creep.
Yeah. Yeah, I should reconsider doing that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about driving through neighborhoods to go check out holiday lights.
You know, see that one house.
So much happiness.
It's all decked out.
Hi, guys. This is Bianca, Layla. We're on our way to school. We heard about the Christmas lights, and in San Carlos, there's like a whole block, two blocks that does this, where every house is like this. Most houses are like this, and I'm pretty sure like part of their HOA is to be like, you're gonna do this, or you know about it, because sometimes the street, like they have a street or two closed, especially during Halloween too, because of that.
Okay, I think I've heard about that neighborhood, actually, at least during Halloween.
What would you do if you moved into one of those neighborhoods and they're like, hey, look, this entire block goes crazy. You have to have decorations covering every square inch of your house.
That's too much pressure. I don't think I could do it.
No, like, I would love
it. But you have to. Some of them, I think they actually do make you sign something. We have friends that live in Orange County, and they moved into a neighborhood like that, and the neighborhood came to them and was like, look, if you don't want to do, you know, go all out like we do, we'll do it for you. Like, we'll completely deck your house up because our block is known for this. So, like, if you don't want to pay to put the decorations up, we'll do it.
Okay, then I would do that. Yeah, if you guys want to do it, put them up and take them down, fine.
But then you're like the one neighbor that's not participating. No, you got to be out there stapling the lights up with everyone else.
But that's so much pressure. What if yours aren't good enough?
Well, then they'll help you out.
That's what I mean. I'd rather them do it. It's up to their expectations.
Pay my electric bill, too.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Hey, just a quick comment on the lights, Christmas lights. I don't mind it. My neighbor has them decked out. I got like 8 of them, and it don't look bad. But anyways, but there's a spot in Brentwood called Tunnel of Joy. Blocks and blocks and blocks of stuff there to look at, light up, everything. So if you guys want to take a look out there, Tunnel of Joy, Google it, you'll get directions. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Have you ever been to the Brentwood Tunnel of Joy? I thought that was a strip club.
Never mind. I guess it's not. That is like different.
That sounds cool, though.
That does.
Brentwood Tunnel
of
Joy.
Never been there, but I'm making a mental note.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. I would recommend going to Christmas Tree Lane in Alameda. When I used to live there, I would go 3 to 4 times every season. It's a whole block that's almost every house is decorated with lights. I moved away this year, but I plan on going back for a visit. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, that
Christmas
sounds
Tree
cute.
Lane in Alameda. Have you heard of that, Selena?
I have not.
I thought that was a strip club, too.
No, that's something different.
Yeah, it must have been.
Something different.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Maria from Richmond. Oh, my God, Graham. You brought me back to, like, memories. My mom used to take me to that house. And that house was so amazing. I wonder if it's still on.
Okay, so that's so the one in...
She's talking about the Devonshire house in Nevada. My family, we would go there every single year to go check that out. But I don't know that we went the last couple years since we've moved out of Marin. So I don't know if it's... I wonder the same thing.
Good morning, guys. I just looked up the Devonshire house in Nevada, and on Yelp, it looks like it's still going strong. It was amazing. I've been there before. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, for sure. Have a great day, guys.
Interesting. Yeah, that sounds nice.
That place is crazy. They got their own Yelp page? Like, people are leaving.
This is somebody's house.
People are leaving reviews on other people's Christmas displays. Like, I give it three and a half stars. A couple of the lights, bulbs were burned out. Maybe next year they'll get it better. Like, what? It has its own Yelp page?
And, Jess, have you put up anything at your place yet?
Zero.
Wow.
I'm being a Grinch this season, you guys.
You are. At least get one of those little Grinch trees from Trader Joe's.
I have a tiny little white Christmas tree that I refuse to try to put up because my cat is going to attack it the minute I take it out. I don't know what is her fascination with that one, because she leaves my mom's tree alone. Like, she'll just lay underneath it.
That's because cats respect people that are dominant and authority figures. Yeah, and she doesn't. Your cat doesn't respect you.
Walk all over you.
Yeah. Yes. No respect.
Okay. Next on the JV Show, let's talk about this change coming to In-N-Out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got a talk back for Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. All right, Jess, I just slid into your DMs. I know everyone slides into grams, but I just slid into your DMs with an idea for you to decorate for Christmas. It is a cat-friendly Christmas tree, and I think it'll be perfect in your apartment. Your cat has all these little spots to go in the tree that are specifically made for a cat. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think. All right, love you guys.
Check out my cat!
Wait, that sounds so adorable.
Is she in your DMs?
She is in my DMs.
And?
Let me go find the TikTok. She sent me a TikTok, I think.
Oh, we ain't got time for that. Okay.
For a cat Christmas tree? It's a tree that your cat climbs around in?
Yeah. Let's talk about this change coming to In-N-Out.
All right, you guys. I've heard rumors about this for some time, that In-N-Out was going to remove the number 67 when they're calling out orders because of the viral 6-7 trend. I talked about, you know, the videos that had gone viral of people losing it, you know, kids in there losing it when they called out the number 67. They now skip right over that. They go from from 66, and there's no 6-7, to 68. They also don't call 69, and then they go to 70.
Really?
So there's a couple gaps.
Wait, have they always not called 69?
I think that has been a long-running thing. From what
I never knew that.
What I understand, they don't call that number either. That's been removed a long time ago. Now that there's no 67. So if you're sitting there trying to do math, don't follow their math because they're missing a couple numbers. What do you guys think? I'd heard this for a little while because of those viral videos that they had stopped calling that number, but now it has been confirmed that, in fact, they don't call that number anymore. What do you guys think about this? Do we just officially take our moment and say our goodbyes? We're like, is this stupid? Because they're not even saying 6-7. They're saying 67. It's different.
Right. It's different. But I also kind of feel like why remove it? Like, who cares if some kids cheer?
I think embrace the fun.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a restaurant that's going viral, isn't it? Inviting more people to want to go down
there
and order something.
Bring back 69 while we're at it.
Yeah. And I think if anything, don't even say 67. Say 6-7 when you do that.
Thank you. Seriously. Have some fun with it.
Cater to the crowd. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to clip what you just said a second ago, Selena. That's going to be my new favorite drop. part of me goes like, well, In-N-Out, they're not hurting for business. That line is already long enough.
Yeah.
So they don't really need to wrap their arms around this viral trend to try to, you know, muster up more business.
But still, it makes you seem like a fun killer. Just like, who cares?
Have some
to take any action, just leave it.
Have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back the 69.
I got a couple of things having to do with food and drinks. Starbucks announced their winter menu.
Oh. Okay.
It's debuting January 6th, and baristas hate it.
Oh.
Why?
Because there's a couple things on there that they fear will go mega viral, and it's probably going to be a pain to make: the Dubai chocolate matcha and the iced Dubai chocolate mocha, which sounds delicious.
Baristas are like,
we're going to have to cancel this.
Can someone explain the Dubai chocolate thing? Because I see, like, I don't know if it's Hershey's or some other brand, they're coming out with their, you know, chocolate bar that's the Dubai. What is it? I don't get it.
It's like,
I've never had it. I don't know.
I've never had it either. Yeah, but it's pistachio inside the chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, because I know it has like a green. Okay, so it's the pistachio that's making it green.
Yes.
Have either of you ladies had a Dubai anything?
I haven't, chocolate, but like you put Dubai chocolate on, like there's the covered strawberries, and like anytime my daughter begs for these stupid strawberries, and anytime we walk by the stand at Stone Ridge to try to get some, sold out every single time.
Really?
Yes.
I went to BJ's over the Thanksgiving holiday, and classy. BJ's has a Dubai chocolate martini.
That sounds delicious.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get this. I had posted it to my story in case you caught it, but their picture on the menu looked delicious, right? It looked beautiful. Yeah. They have it all decorated nicely. When I got the drink in person, though,
it was pretty sad looking.
It looked like a mess. Yeah. It was still pretty delicious. It kind of tasted just like a regular martini, to be honest. But it's funny how I wanted it because I knew that, like, I wanted to try that Dubai chocolate craze because I've never had the actual chocolate. So I wanted to see how different it was. It wasn't that much different.
Oh. Good to know. That. Well, baristas are not looking forward to this winter menu because they think everyone's going to be rushing to get one of these drinks, you know, to post.
And it sounds complicated to me.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. The one other thing I wanted to ask you guys, if you have tried the Grinch salt at McDonald's.
No.
Have you guys seen their Grinch meal?
I hear everybody's talking about the Grinch meal. There's another viral thing.
Yeah, you order the Grinch meal, and it comes with a packet of Grinch salt that you're supposed to, like, sprinkle over your fries. And it's, like, dill pickle salt seasoning.
I'm here for that.
That sounds delicious, but I have not yet gotten to try it, though.
I thought you were just going to say it's just green salt, and I was going to be like, boring.
It's flavored, pickle flavored.
Wow, I'm here for
I
that.
I know. Does that sound good?
That does sound good.
Nice.
Well, kind of 6'7", but yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Khloe Kardashian shooting her shot at a teacher from Santa Cruz. There's a guy at a Santa Cruz. His name is Jacob Myers Norris. He teaches high school math and biology, and his posts have been getting a lot of attention because he's a good-looking guy. You can see him on our story right now. Go to our Instagram, JV Morning Show. So he posted a video where in the caption he wrote, "Somewhere out there is a woman who's going to ask how my school day was." And guess who hopped in the comments? Khloe Kardashian commented, "How was your day?"
Oh,
get out of there, Khloe.
Other people saw that and instantly just lost it. Like, imagine Khloe Kardashian hitting on your math teacher.
Oh, my.
So he responded, "Mine is great now. How is yours?
Sup? How'd you sleep?
Sup?" I don't know if she's responded. I don't think she responded back to that. But I don't know. Maybe this could lead to something. I'm not sure.
This would be good for her. It looks like he's got a pretty good resume. He posted, you know, some of his qualities.
Mm-hmm. He's an athlete.
He's an athlete. He cooks.
He cooks.
Active and disciplined.
Couple degrees.
Yeah. Is Khloe Kardashian single or is she still secretly dating
she
Tristan Thompson?
She is very single. Could not be singler.
Really?
Yeah.
And, her.
She's probably yearning for some touch.
Tristan Thompson. Interesting.
No man.
Got it.
No. Huh. So if you want to go check him out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
I do.
Have you guys seen the photos of Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton out on their shopping trip? So all the headlines are like, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, clearly they're not divorcing. Look at them on this happy, you know, grocery shopping
trip. This high school teacher
trip.
Looks like me.
Ew, no, he doesn't.
What?
This guy looks just like me in this video. I thought you guys were posting a video of me right there for a second.
Ew,
this guy could be my brother.
Look like you.
Are you joking me?
That does not look like you.
Nothing like you.
Oh, this is like looking in a mirror right now.
Stop
this guy could be my twin brother.
No, it's
ew.
I just admit it. Go watch the video again. Tell me this does not. It looks like me.
All right, you guys go watch the video. This is not Graham.
That guy could be my brother, 100%.
Also, go to the next thing, Graham. Check out Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. They're doing some grocery shopping, and all the headlines are like, look, they're shutting down divorce rumors. They look as happy as can be at Trader Joe's or wherever they are. Don't these pictures look staged? Doesn't it look very staged?
Gwen Stefani is very done up.
She's very done up. This is done like on a professional camera. You know what I mean? It's not like
like it's not a candid photo?
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of that word. I don't know. It just looks very staged. And there's one of them like putting the groceries in the trunk of the car, and the camera is like right there, like right next to them. I don't know. It just seems fake to me.
So
I'm not saying that they are getting a divorce. I just think they did this, like, let's put an end to the rumors and just show us looking happy out in public. Yeah. I just feel like it was set up.
The only reason why I don't think it was set up is because when I was looking for the picture to post it to our story, JV Morning Show, there were multiple that came up from different years. Apparently, paparazzi always gets them grocery shopping because they have a lot of pictures.
But
of
did
paparazzi.
She always look this perfect?
That this might...
Nobody goes to the grocery store looking like how Gwen Stefani looks
that's
in these photos.
That's a good point.
And
that's
are they going flawless. Grocery shopping at the Home Depot? They have an orange shopping cart.
Also, how tall is Blake Shelton? He looks very, very tall here.
I think he's tall.
He looks like he's using that thing like a walker. He's getting a little, he's getting up there in years.
Like, it looks like a play shopping cart.
It
like,
does.
Blake Shelton is 6'5"?
Yeah, he's tall.
Wow. Whoa. I did not know he was that tall. Gwen Stefani is 5'6".
Okay.
But yeah, you can go check out these fake pictures on our story as well. Graham, you said you had an update.
Yeah, great news, you guys. The strike is over. The West Contra Costa Unified School District teachers have reached a tentative deal to end the strike. The strike began last Thursday. It ended this morning with this deal. The two sides had a negotiating marathon last night lasting 12 hours all the way until 2 o'clock this morning. Teachers were fighting for better wages and staffing in classrooms. And according to initial reports about this deal, they're going to be getting an 8% raise over the next 2 years. I guess the district had only been offering them a 3% raise. Pah! Doesn't even keep up with inflation. 8% better. Union also says special education teachers, they're going to get an even bigger raise. Teachers are also going to get fully funded health care for their families, and they're going to start doing hiring bonuses. Look, if you're a teacher, they are in need of teachers in the school district. They're going to start doing hiring bonuses to help deal with that staffing shortage. If you have a student in that school district, teachers just going to have a prep day today, and then class is back in session starting tomorrow. Of course, though, this tentative deal needs to be approved by the union and the school board, but I'm assuming it will be. So class is back on tomorrow, kids. Woo-hoo. No more free days. But all right. Good news for the teachers.
Yes, great news. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Before we go back to our cool or not list, I was just telling you about this high school teacher out of Santa Cruz, Khloe Kardashian, flirting with him on Instagram. We have him posted on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, if you want to go check him out. Graham, you went and checked him out. And you're like, God, this dude looks just like me.
Yep.
I don't see it, Jess. No.
Dude.
What?
I'm looking at the video right now. I mean, it's from kind of far away. I haven't seen this guy's other pictures, but this video that we have posted at JV Morning Show on our Instagram, I thought that was me walking out in the video.
Oh my God.
Jess, Selena, you guys are so cray. That could totally be his younger brother. Oof. Or an AI copy of his younger self. Or if, you know, he wasn't 26 and a half, maybe his kid. Just saying.
Wow, I feel like some shots fired there in addition to saying that it could be me. You guys are like, oh, stop, get out of here. I'm not saying that I think you guys think this guy's good looking. Is that why you're, because I don't, like,
no,
he just looks like an ordinary guy to me.
He but is he good does, looking. No, he's good looking.
But I'm just saying.
But he doesn't look like you.
Right.
This guy, from far away, this guy, me and him, are. I'm telling you, we're brothers. If he was in the family photo with me and my arm around him and my dad, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's his brother.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
I agree. The teacher kind of looks like Graham, but from the side. Once he, like, looks at you face on, it's slightly different, Graham. Slightly different. But yeah, I mean, definitely you guys could be, like, cousins or something. Anyway, have a good one. Bang, bang. Bye.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've seen a lot of other pictures of him. Too. Like,
I'm going off the
resemblance.
Far away video. You guys are so salty. If anybody ever thinks that, you know, I could possibly resemble somebody good looking.
No, but also, Selena's Angie, right.
Bang, bang, niner gang.
Thank you.
Selena's right. If you, once you look at, like, his other videos, it's very different.
Thank you.
I'm not going to that level.
Because you want to believe that you look like this good looking man that Chloe's trying to get at.
No, I think this guy would rather be, like, known that he looks like me.
So
I look like Graham from the JV Show. That guy's good looking.
Another thing we're talking about is the Grinch meal at McDonald's.
This is Lori from San Jose, and I highly recommend trying the Grinch meal. It was so fun. It felt like an adult kid's meal. Plus, it was 10 chicken nuggets or a Big Mac. You got a pair of socks and then the Grinch salt. And it was just fun for the family of mixing the fries, with the flavoring, and it was pretty good. So if you like pickles, I would highly recommend.
I'm there. I'm Ooh. In. I'm sold. Yeah, it comes with socks, too. You get a pair of socks.
Grinch socks?
I think. I don't know. Well, I'm assuming.
It's a Grinch meal. Do you guys know that I own 4 pairs of Grinch socks? I don't need any more Grinch socks. I have a lot of holiday-themed socks, and they're always Grinch. I might be wearing some right now. I need to check.
Graham is checking his socks
now. I have different Christmas socks on today, but I have a lot of pairs of Grinch socks. But you know what? I'll take another pair along with the Big Mac. Why not?
Let's squeeze in a couple cool or nots. Graham, would you like to go?
Sure. What do you guys think? Cool or not, delivering holiday cards in person rather than mailing them?
Not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, even though I'm going to do that to you guys.
Oh, then we have to open him up and be like, oh, wow, wonderful. These are so nice.
You guys look amazing.
Look, I hate opening presents in front of people, or when people open presents in front of me. I don't like that. It's an awkward thing. So you don't have to open the card in front of me.
I like mine mailed.
I do.
Mail it to me.
I do too, because when you hand somebody a card in person, it's almost like it raises the expectation about what this thing is that I am now hand delivering to you. When it comes in the mail, a lot of crap comes in the mail. Who cares? You know what I mean? You open it, you look at it once. Someone hand delivers you a card, you're like, oh man, what do I do with this extra special card? You know? And you're going to do the same thing that you do with all your other Christmas cards. Yeah, just throw it in the garbage. But I still will be doing that for your guys' cards, because I don't want to stamps are expensive. I don't need to drop that thing in the mail to you. I'm going to see you, so I'm just going to hand it to you. But I agree, it's not cool.
So as the person, like as you being the giver of the card, mm-hmm. do you expect the person that's receiving it to open it right there and
I don't like that. I don't want somebody to have to manufacture a reaction.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to
open it on your own time, whenever. It's going to be a good picture, you guys.
Okay.
We had our holiday photo shoot a couple weeks ago. Great pictures.
Okay. Can't wait. That'll be Friday morning.
Also, like, why do other people care about a picture of you and your family?
I don't know. It's just something you have to do.
Yeah. It is sort of a weird tradition.
I want to do Christmas pictures with my cat. Okay. Thanks.
Cool or not? Are you asking cool or not? Because I think we're going to go not cool on that
one. How adorable, you guys. Like, if I get to look back, like, 5 years from now or something, and I'm like, oh, look at how sweet.
When your cat's long gone.
Wow.
I don't know. You're saying to college or something.
Yeah, are you going to slap that onto a card and like mail those out to people?
I mean, that'd be sweet. My mom would love one.
She might be the only person.
The only way this is acceptable is if you do it if the pictures are very jokey. Way. Yeah, they're funny. But if it's a serious picture of you holding your cat and you in your holiday sweater and the cat's like wearing a little Santa cap, you know, and it's like you being serious.
Yeah.
I'm laughing endlessly all the way through next year.
Dang it. It can't just be like a smiley picture with my cat. Like it has to be like,
it's got to be something comical, like you're riding the cat.
Yeah.
Whatever. Cat's pulling a sleigh that you're sitting in. I need something.
Okay.
Because if it's just you smiling, holding the cat that does not want to be in a picture.
No AI. Your cat has to be actually pulling a sleigh that you're riding in.
And smiling.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of production work.
Well, make it happen. Otherwise, you cannot. You cannot do that as a Christmas card picture.
Come on.
Serious question, though. You and your fiance don't do Christmas cards?
Good question.
You guys are a couple. It's one of those things where we'll talk about them, but then once the holidays roll around, we kind of are like, we missed it. We missed the time frame.
I think there's still time, but you do it like now.
Okay, so me, my fiance, and my cat.
Better.
Yeah,
okay, better.
Yeah, but you guys got engaged this year. This is sort of almost like an engagement announcement, for people that maybe don't know, or, you know, more, you know, extended family or whatever that you send this out to. This is a big year. Exciting. It could be a picture of when you guys were getting engaged.
You're right. That'd be so cute. Okay. I'm doing that.
And leave the cat out of it.
The window's getting smaller, though.
You got to hurry up and mail these things out.
But
I'm going
to have them
shipped
to you and then mailed. You guys still going to mail them out.
It could be a New Year's card. Like, look at all the great things that happened to me this year.
Do people do that? I'm going to go not cool.
Those seem braggy.
It's still a holiday card. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still leaning more towards not cool. Anyways,
yeah.
Time is running out, Jess.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.